101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio. Veronica here with another Community Spotlight. Hello and welcome back. Julie Barber from the North Tahoe Community Alliance. Julie, how are you?
Hi, Veronica. I'm doing well, and it's great to chat with you again.
Yeah, and what are we going to talk about today?
Today, we're talking about how tourism dollars are actively being reinvested this year into projects that support our communities, local businesses, and the economy in a very tangible way.
Okay, so let's start with tourism itself. What's the focus right now?
One of the biggest priorities is driving responsible visitation that supports our local economy in a more balanced way. Through Lake Tahoe Travel, we're focusing on attracting visitors who are coming from farther away, staying longer, typically 3 nights or more, and traveling midweek or during off-peak season. So the goal is to drive support for local businesses when they need it and spread out visitation more consistently throughout the year. Once visitors are here, we're also actively focused on destination stewardship, so helping people understand how to adapt to Tahoe's pace, recreate responsibly, and how to be prepared and move through our communities respectfully, and how to support our community by shopping local.
So beyond tourism, how are local businesses receiving support this year?
Supporting local businesses and community vitality is a major focus of how tourism-generated revenues are reinvested. The North Tahoe Chamber is funded by the TBID and supports a wide range of work on behalf of the business community, from economic development, business services, and advocacy, to workforce support and community vitality. And that work is closely connected with the Tahoe City Downtown Association and the Kings Beach District, both of which are also funded by the TBID and help activate our downtowns year-round. Everything from seasonal events like Snowfest and Music on the Beach to ongoing beautification and business engagement efforts helps keep these commercial cores vibrant.
So we've been hearing about downtown revitalization projects. What's happening there?
This year, we're actively implementing projects that came out of a downtown revitalization study completed with the TCDA and Kings Beach District. So there's over $250,000 budgeted this fiscal year specifically to bring some of the resulting ideas to life. So things like placemaking, pop-up activations, beautification, and business promotions that improve the vibrancy and connectivity of downtown Tahoe City and Kings Beach. It's very much about turning planning into visible on-the-ground improvements.
We've previously talked a lot about events and that they are a big part of Tahoe year-round. What does that look like this year?
Events are one of the most valuable ways tourism dollars contribute to our community. This year, $660,000 is supporting 48 special events across North Lake Tahoe, including 12 ongoing events. So that includes community favorites like the Made in Tahoe Festival, Passport to Dining, and the Tahoe Film Fest. Events do a few important things. They support local businesses, extend visitation beyond peak weekends, and add to the overall cultural and recreational life of our region.
While longer-term planning continues, what's happening with housing and transportation right now?
Well, we're working with Placer County to refine the roadmap that will guide long-term TOT investments, we're continuing to support proven programs that are already making an impact. That includes Lease to Locals, the Workforce Housing Preservation Program, and TART Connect, which helps support housing stability and improve mobility for residents and our local workforce. We're also continuing to invest in seasonal transportation investments like park and ride and winter mobility services in partnership with Placer County. So even as we plan for the future, this is very much about ongoing action right now.
So if you had to sum up what this coming year represents, what would you say?
This year is really about execution. The business community opted to renew the TBID because tourism dollars aren't just sitting in planning documents. They're actively being reinvested into visitation strategy, local business support, downtown revitalization, events, and essential community programs that benefit all of us. We're building on what's working and making sure those investments are visible, tangible, and supporting the community in real time.
Julie, thank you once again for joining us.
Thanks for having me. And information on how the NDCA is putting Tahoe's tourism economy to work for all of us is at NorthTahoeCommunityAlliance.com.
Julie Barber, North Tahoe Community Alliance. For our community spotlight today, you can listen anytime on demand at TruckeeTahoeRadio.com or your favorite podcast provider, Apple, Spotify, Amazon. Subscribe and follow, search KTKE. And now back to our regularly scheduled programming on 101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio.